Blog Talk Radio.
WMAX News live on the scene. We got something happening right now.
Tell us about you on WMAX. Well,
fuck damn it, I like what kind of cap damn that pill.
Fucking around playing them games on the road, and people shouldn't do that. People, look, if you're out there and you got a discrepancy with somebody, and if you had a traffic light and you had to text it, or you had a stop sign and you text it again, you know the law. You're not supposed to be texting and So look, you better not take the hell off the fucking road.
Right.
And if it's in my way, I'm gonna close it until you get the fuck out the way.
I'm gonna
show it.
Move your pump tension, slow driving, pushed out ass out the motherfucking way. And you know what? I want to say something before we even get the show started. I want to say this, man. Don't nobody give a fuck about your rims. Don't nobody give a fuck about your 300, your Cadillac, your Tahoe. None of that shit. If your motherfucking ass is in the way and you can't drive, somebody gonna run your punk ass over. Remember that song Ludacris said, "Move, bitch, get out the way."
Right.
That's the truth.
Move.
That's right. We'll get that fixed. Yatch. Excuse me. All right. That's On the Spot News with your boy E-Max, man. WMAX, we got Cheese and Teresa in the house. And, this is Hood Talk Radio for Wednesday night. Just want to say what's up to everybody. See how everybody's doing out there while we doing our 012. Now, y'all know the number to call in is 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple scenarios. A couple of announcements I want to make, but for the most part, you know what it is. I'm going to continue to get in somebody's ass. Somebody done fucked up the church's money.
Uh-oh.
All right, let me tell y'all something out here. Straight off the top of the cuff, man, quit letting people control your actions. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for my nigga, man, I would have never went over there. Dude.
Like, what just happened? I don't know what I mean. Now, we could have had that totally different. It went straight crazy. And changed
yep.
The car.
Right. Then it'd have been on the news.
I
told
him
not to go that route.
Keep going.
So,
motherfuckers just don't get it, do they? There'd have been another motherfucker on the news, somebody else in the call the post, you know, playing dealer. You know, I don't really understand what's going on. You know, in a way I do, but to me it's just a motherfucking excuse.
Like, people want to be disrespectful. No reason for that.
That's why they got them FEMA camps.
That's right. I don't see their ass kicking ass out there.
I'm
Westlake doing that shit.
Mm-hmm. Because they ain't going to last long out there like that. Did you feed his mama?
No.
You didn't? What you go through all that for?
That shit, it'd be too much
time. You got to be patient. What's that boy say? Axl Rose.
Patience.
Yeah. Right. I wish y'all could see we sitting here with our sons and shit hanging out doing the old thumb dance. The
It's High.
You remember that dance? To Axl Rose, man. So y'all know what to do, man. This is Hood Talk Radio. We here on a Wednesday night, and as you see, we're starting off on a good note, man. Everybody's feeling good out there. You can call us. Press the number one key if you want to talk. Shout out to Border Restless Radio. What's up with y'all? I ain't talking to them in a couple of days. I think I'm going to have to tune in. I just haven't written any poems tonight, you know, this week, so I don't really be on the poem, but they on the poem.
I think about exploring a poetry bag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I might have to go in there and see what I can do. I might be able to.
Oh my God. Becky, look at her butt. Would you? See, that's about all I can get you on the poetry side.
Okay.
See, y'all know what's up, man. I was reading a certain ethnic magazine from our neighborhood, and from April 2011, and I noticed on the front page was some ancient Egyptian writing. I can't say who the editor is because, you know, there's a lot of things on there that they was talking about. So they would know anyway if they, you know, listen to the show. So we're going to reach out to them and see if, in fact, you know, they are, you know, friendly folks. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to get sued or had to jump on nobody for talking crazy to us, but sometimes people, you know, get upset when you, you know, reproduce their publications. We're not copying it. I'm just actually reading it. They should be glad I'm reading this shit on the air because, first of all, I'm not understanding where the fuck they coming from with it. I know where they thought they was going, but whoever did this one didn't do no research. We as black people have the capacity to return to our own way of doing things. What the fuck does that mean? We have the capacity, we have the power to return to our own way of doing things.
What do we used to do?
And shit, what we used to do.
What did we used to do, man?
Number one,
we was wearing bell bottoms and afros.
They don't want no part of the fruit.
We was walking around with nappy ass hairstyles, checkers and stripes, green and purple, polyester and silk, orange and yellow. You might have some platform shoes with the orange blocks and yellow blocks and green blocks and red blocks with the yellow, you know, things around the sides of the platforms. And then you have some motherfucking polyester pants with that half a belt that went around your waistline if you were slim enough. I ain't never had none of them motherfucking pants. I would get whoopings before I would put on some fucking polyester pants.
The two buttons on the side.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You put it to the side and you got the hook right here by your navel. Stretch that motherfucker. No, man, we don't do those.
It's all the way up to your belly
button. Do you want to go back to one big ass glow tooth in your mouth? How about them big ass white walls on your 9-8? With them big motherfucking P-frame glasses on the front end of your Cadillac. Supposed to be light covers. They don't look like motherfucking spectacles, man. That was some ugly. Those were the ugly days to me. Mm-hmm. Fucking oversized fur coats with the hats with the tiger stripes to go around and fish in your shoes. Man, we better not go back to no old way of doing shit. We better figure out how we can move forward from the fucking stuck place that we in right now. Because we...
That's what I thought.
You know,
I want to know where the fuck did we go wrong?
I tell you where we went wrong.
We were supposed to be doing so good. What if we were supposed to have this great evolution of all the blacks uniting and moving forward? Where did we go wrong where the blacks are not moving forward no more?
I can tell you one. We stopped skating.
Yeah. We stopped going outside playing.
Yeah.
We stopped building tree houses and playing with our kids in the park just so we could sit around and play video games and shit now.
Video games. Instead of watching the basketball game, we are the basketball game. Me and all my friends get together. We get beer and basketball weed, and we have lights and champagne, and the girls is upstairs doing their nails and giggling and chatting about our dirty draws while we downstairs. Oh! Clickety-clickety-clickety.
Right. And I don't understand, what is a grown man, a real grown man, fascination with a video game?
I still feel funny. I walk to the video game store. I say, hey, man, look here, I'm not into the killing of human beings and, you know, acting like I ain't never been to the service. You know, I wasn't interested in the military. So I ain't really feeling this, you know, Call of Duty, Special Ops, Green Beret, Battalion, Gang Gong, you know.
Just now.
Gamer shit. What happened to the mind building games like Frogger, you know, where you had to learn how to figure out how to hop this slow ass frog across the road?
Mario.
Right, Mario, bro.
Mario was.
What happened to Centipede? What happened to Centipede, Miss Pac-Man? You got to buy the old games. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Galaxia. You know, them throwback games, man. Why can't we fly through the sky in spaceships no more? Shooting out aliens in the sky. Why we got to kill each other? That's the whole thing.
This game's too complicated. It's not a game. It was not a
game. Bring back the old joystick.
Bring back the old joystick, man. That's
A-B-Y.
ADAC combo, left one, right one, right two, left three. Man, a motherfucker stand will cost $89 at Walmart.
Now, if somebody starts complaining about it, they'll make them cheaper.
Mm-hmm. But now I heard they're supposed to have an Xbox 720.
They do.
Yeah, I don't even know how to play the 360.
But they're making these games more compatible where you can get more of these effects.
Odyssey, and that's what I'm talking about, because I went to the store and I'm looking for my favorite hunting game where I can shoot a deer in the ass or elk at 350 yards. No.
It's very complicated. It has a lot of plot, drama to it. You almost need to, like, read up on the shit before you start playing it to understand it.
Man, the last fun game I played was Grand Theft Auto. He was like, knock a motherfucker out, jump in the car, ride around. That was the most violent game, and now we got motherfuckers swooping down out of helicopters with AK-47s. The same shit that the government trying to ban.
Yep.
If we can't fire this in real life, we'll just shoot at niggas in the motherfucking video game.
And it can't stuff and entertainment.
It's almost like a necessity.
Video game.
Yeah, because you anxious to see what happened. That's right. If this shit happened to the motherfucker in the game, what happened in real life?
Right. That's not real.
That's those motherfuckers.
That
that's that capacity thing. Right? But I just think that, you know, we don't need to go back to doing none of the old things we used to do because, believe it or not, it was counterproductive. Here's another line out of this thing called The Answers. We can and have provided for ourselves long before now. We have been led to think that our salvation is connected to other people. Why don't you just say white people? See, we as black people, now you can bring the black people out. You can't say white people.
Yeah,
shit.
Because they brought us here.
They brought us here. Didn't that tell you, boy, what your name is? Kirk O'Bain. What is your name, boy? Your name is not Kirk O. It's Toby. Hey, did y'all know Ice Cube's real name is O'Shea?
Right.
O'Shea Jackson. And Method Man is Clifford Jones.
Clifford.
Y'all didn't know that. The big red dog. So. Clifford needed Emily. And you know, but is y'all like tired of all them motherfucking potholes out there in y'all city? Because I know,
yeah.
You know what's crazy though, man? The further away from the lake you get, the better the roads are. And the city.
Water,
yeah, it's man.
And all the ashes and that shit.
And you notice all the mines around the lake.
I can't understand it. It's got that many damn holes in the road, man. It's going to be a lot of jobs available.
Hey, that's what the problem is, man. They being fucking
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? They talking crazy, man. These motherfuckers are making backdoor deals. And now we are the ones catching the fallout. 646, 478-0944. That's the number to call. Make your comments if you'd like to be heard. Press the one key. You know what I'm saying? It is Hood Talk Radio. It's your boy, your master, Image Coolest host in the world. My guest panel is here with me. And we're doing our 1-2. So on a Wednesday night, we want to shout out to my boy, Playboy Juan. I see you got a couple emails up there funding for some new music. Shelly Watkins, how you do? This is the former manager of my homie, Money Mink. And Boogie, what's up? I know you out there, man. I don't know if you at work or not, but them days is creeping on down, homie. I'm supposed to be doing that party for you. I know. You ain't set the shit up and then ain't gonna respond back. So if that's what it do, just tell me if I charge you too much, then you know you can go ahead and hire somebody else. Because I gave you the player deal as well. So looky here. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it do. And usually on a Wednesday night, we get into some deep, 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 deep shit. And I am. Because I love my people. I do. I love my people. But sometimes we put ourselves in a position to where a motherfucker can talk shit about us. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we know that there's a lot of people out there that ain't working. But how many of the motherfuckers that ain't working is really trying to do something? You know what I'm saying? I know niggas that got jobs like, man, this shit fucked up, man. I'm going to have to probably sell me some weed. Why? Look for a better job. Change, you know, reformat your habit cycle.
Right.
You restructure. Restructure. Yeah. See, right now, if you take a look at what's going on around you, which most of the motherfuckers don't, they be so fucking high they don't care. But I don't give a fuck how high you get. Like old Bobby Womack and used to say, no matter how high I get, I still be looking up to you. And you know what he was talking about? The economy. They weren't talking about no other person. It might have sounded like that, but they were saying, look, hey, man, no matter how high I get, I still got to look up to the problems I face every motherfucking day. Because when you come down, you're going to realize that light bill's still there. You still ain't got no gas in your van. You ain't got no good shoes on your feet. And your baby birthday coming, the mortgage due, the light bill due, the gas bill due. You saying to yourself, well, shit is almost warm, but it ain't warm yet. You know what I'm saying? You looking up to that economy, that economic condition. You can see when you're high, you got that thing. You'll be like, oh, man, fuck that light bill right now. Shit, I'm smoking some weed, shit. Taking me a broke and shit. I'm cool, man. I'm all right. I'll worry about that shit later. And then later come. Ain't no weed. You got your light bill money in your pocket.
Reality.
They done told you, if you ain't got 186.33, how much you got? 186.33. You can't buy no weed. They don't want 176.33.
Right.
175.33, because you know you're going to want to get a share if you can squeeze a dime out of that. 174.33 ain't going to get it, because you might have to buy you a mile or a couple ports. So that ain't going to get it. And if your name call, you're buying Mavericks. So, you know what I'm saying? If they say you need 186 and you're going to be in a dock, I'm coming 174.
Right.
And they say, we ain't going to give us the rest. By the end of the day?
Right.
By the end of the day, man, I got to come up with $15 more. You already had it.
Right. It's
shit, no, it ain't. Man, I can't get high in the
heart. Can't get high if I can't.
See, it's nice for one night. When the people don't know, you ain't got no lights on, but when they need to use the bathroom, what you going to do? Light the candle and go in there. Your microwave work? Why come ain't no clocks on in here?
Right.
Oh, I got everything unplugged right now, you know, trying to set the food.
Right.
Why it's so cold in this motherfucker?
Right.
Oh, the batteries went out in my space heater.
Batteries?
Right. Space heater?
Right.
You ain't got no power up in this bitch? Oh, I can't come over here no more.
Right.
Booty call gone.
Booty call and hung up on me. Shit. I don't know. I don't even know no SpongeBob SquarePants. That'll come over and kick it with a nigga in a cold ass dark house. Candles and all. You got batteries in your radio?
No.
And my phone about to die. I got to charge my shit up out in the car and I ain't got that much gas.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. Your date is over with, man. You might as well charge
that. Spin that 183.
Man, spin it 183, 186.33.
Oh, 186.33.
Spin it. Because you know what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. These are how the guys work. And I'm a true testament to this. Mine was 187.75. I spent the 187.75. You know what I'm saying? It broke me. I had not a dollar left to give me a mile. I had me a mile. I had an old can of beer and French bread. And I cracked that motherfucker. I shut out and I freaked my mile. And I said, dang. Well, at least I got life. Thank God. I ain't got no weed. I got a half a can of beer, and I got a mile. Thank God I got life. See, for the next month, at least for the next 2 months, because if I don't pay the bill next month, they ain't going to cut it off to the third month. So at least for 2 more months, I got life. So for right now, I took care of my business. But if you ain't no asshole, if you ain't a Scrooge McDuck, whatever that shit is, you know, people who don't never have friends, company nobody ever give a fuck about them, then if you spend that 186.33, then you just spent it. And you ain't got no weed, motherfuckers call you, what's up, nigga, what you smoking on? Shit, man, I just paid my life bill. All right, well, I'm going to call my people and I'll get back with you. Don't look at me. Oh, shit, he ain't got no weed. He got lights, but shit, he ain't got no weed. But nobody, upon nobody, not even thinking about it, but nobody has said, and you have to take into account employee theft. So, because that's part of the insurance claim. It's part of the insurance claim. I mean, hell, dude, I can tell you and I can show you. It's easier than you think it is to get away with the money, but all of this shit comes down in the bottom line with inventory time. You know what I'm saying? It costs money to have people doing overtime accounting every month for the thing. I work for a company, man. This man was a fucking, I would say, half a billionaire. When he was 45, he owned at least 20 motherfucking gas stations. Okay, at least 20, and they was all booming. Had about 500 to 600 employees. He even had a motherfucking commercial with his black ass. But guess what? He had a woman, a girlfriend. He had a wife and he had a girlfriend running every gas station. It was either his girlfriend or it was his wife running one of the gas stations. His wife was at home wearing meats and furs and, you know, animal skins and
alligators.
Yeah, big old gigantic light bulbs on her fingers and shit, you know. Call them rings. You know? Hell yeah, man, she's wearing a big gigantic dice. White ones, big green beans. Yeah, man, shit. But the motherfuckers, there was so many people, he was making so much money. Motherfuckers was robbing him. I swear he could have got a dub if he just paid people a little better. You get more motherfuckers stealing from you when you give them a reason to. No. When you don't give a motherfucker a reason to steal from you, yeah. When you got a motherfucker working for you and they catching the bus and they see you riding around in big Lincolns and Cadillacs and wearing minks and silk suits and linen outfits, going to the concerts that you want to go to, but you can't because you got work third shift. Yeah. These motherfuckers older than you. You paying them shit and they keeping your lots clean and you picking them up from one lot to take them to another lot to clean up and do the bushes and all in the fly bed and you stand there with the wind blowing through your silk hat looking like Aaron Hall or something. You know what I mean? They like, look at this motherfucker. And I got, hey, what's good now? You ain't it, huh? Okay. You know? Get my motherfucking money, bitch. And they can't stand your motherfucking ass, smile on your face, and sell every other pop.
That's why they're trying to do that undercover boss.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to let it be known that it's a humble side to the employer. To the employer, because to be honest, I don't think they know, because they don't never get their asses off their fucking comfy chair that they've been sitting in and pushing all them damn numbers and everything, because they always think that the world evolves around numbers. But you got to remember, without the people, the numbers can't exist.
Let me tell you something, and that's a true statement. Today I went to Rally's. I'm going to put it out there. I went to Rally's Hamburger. And I say, I pull up to the window. On the motherfucking sign, they got the 2-for-2 combo, little paper signs all over the place. I said, can I get a 2-for-2 fish sandwich? She said, we don't have them no more. They 2-for-3. I was like, well, damn, did I say something wrong to you? And she was like, do you want the 2-for-3? And I was like, yeah, I want a 2-for-3. Thank you. Put it in the window. So, by the time I got to the window, the little white lady had said, I heard her too. Oh, no, you, that's not the way you handle customers at the window. You go back over there, and you watch me for a little while. So, by the time I pulled up to the window, the little black chick was standing there with her face twisted up because the white lady...
Her talk to you the way she did it.
Yeah. The white lady... Okay, when in this motherfucker came up in this motherfucker said, listen, because my speech when I got to the window was going to be, it was because of employees like you. This motherfucker been shut down for 3 years.
Yeah.
People stopped coming. When you go to a fast food restaurant and you can't walk in that motherfucker and out of contact with a motherfucker, it make a difference on how you feel about them preparing your food.
That's right.
But when you speak to a motherfucker via the microphone, they can talk to you, and the only thing you can say is, you know what? Okay, because you're fixing my motherfucking food.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and let that shit slide.
Right.
Because you might be cool with the motherfucker on the grill, and the stupid shit is, and see, you white folks, I hope you motherfuckers listening. My phone ain't clicking. I don't hear shit funny, but I want y'all motherfuckers to listen. All right? Your shit is fucking backfiring on you. If you walk into a motherfucking fat, and it ain't even just, well, you know what, I can't say that because I was just on the post side of the city. I was over there on West 25th at that Wednesday, and all I wanted was a $2 sandwich. And them motherfucking white folks act like I bought the whole menu. Thank you very much. Would you like napkins? Blah, 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 blah. Puerto Rican motherfuckers. Oh, look at the motherfuckers in the front. No, thank you. No, sir. Oh, shit. I can come here all the time. But where I live, in my community, I pull up to a motherfucking drive-thru, and I say, hell the fuck low. Can I have? And the motherfucker say, 1 second, please, right in the middle of me, taking my motherfucking order to make you want to pull off. I pull up to the window, like so many people have, and I've witnessed this, pull out a motherfucking gun and say, give me my food and give me the motherfucking money at the register, you nasty motherfucking attitude-ass bitch. From the dudes all the way down to the motherfucking cashier with the red hair. Her shit's so motherfucking red, ain't it? You cooking somebody's food, ain't got a motherfucking hairnet on and no motherfucking plastic gloves. Because the plan, I'm serious, fuck that, they dumbed everything down. I went into McDonald's, it's all big, and it's all pretty right there on 14th and Buckeye, whatever, 15th and Buckeye. And when I walked in there, I was like, wow, they really fixing these McDonald's up. But one thing is true, you can take a nigga out the projects, but you can't take the projects out the nigga.
Yep.
The motherfucking manager was up in the front with her super tight-ass uniform on, with the weave, with the pink and green and all of this shit, tattoos and body piercings all in her lips, running around trying to tell the little younger girls with the same shit on, all right, I want this fresh sweat. I want this counterweight off. The store behind the counter looked atrocious. But she the manager. She's the leader. She was doing whatever she was doing to the point that she didn't realize that the appearance of the store had gotten out of hand.
Right. In other words, you should have been out.
And it was busy.
Right. In other words,
it's busy.
In other words, they was working.
Working. Where the fuck was you at?
Right.
They throwing shit everywhere. It's looking like a motherfucking Laverne and Shirley episode up in that bitch. Exactly. And she's somewhere back there doing, taking her nails up for the show tonight. I tell her we're going to be on the 10. So, but, you know, the etiquette is gone.
Right.
See, Grandma and Grandpa started. See, Mom and Auntie and Uncle would trick Grandma and Grandma into, you know, puffing when they couldn't get no more money from, you know, because they smoked a little weed, they decided, shit, we give them some of that shit, they'll be buying it all the time, and we ain't got to worry about stealing their money. So they didn't trick either Grandma or Grandpa into hitting on the crack. Come on, girl, let's go get some of that stuff from your friend around the corner. Oh, Grandpa, just give me the money. I'll go get it. All right, now come back with the shit. Me and granddaughter don't never come back. Now, Grandpa, man, ran around the neighborhood looking for granddaughter. But then ran into granddaughter's girlfriend.
Right.
Grandpa, what you doing out here? You see Daddy?
Right.
She over there in the house. Go tell that girl come in. I don't think you want to see her right now. She kind of busy. Said she's trying to get some money together. You know, I gave her some money. What the? What you trying to do, Grandpa? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, now Grandpa. Well, come on, get in, girl. You know what? She done. Like, Grandpa then got tricked again.
Yep.
He might get a little something out of this one.
Right.
But at least he gonna come out another $100 or so.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's fucked up. It's fucked up because everybody say crack was bad. Crack wasn't bad. The people that had it, the people that did it, them was the motherfuckers that was fucked up. You know why? Because it didn't do anything but bring out the truth and who you really the fuck are. If you was a liar and you smoked crack, you was a super liar. Swear. If you was a thief and you smoked crack, you could be standing there with your hands like this and walk out with everybody's shit. I swear. The best people in the world hit that motherfucking crack, turned into
superstars.
The worst people in the world hit the rest.
Man, shh.
Them motherfuckers is just, I mean, yeah. I'm telling you, man, you what it is. It was another phase. Now, I don't understand this. Y'all young people, now, ain't nothing. We didn't have monkey paw. We didn't have skunk. We didn't have opium. We didn't have hash. We didn't have so many types. Colombian, Acapulco gold, indica. We didn't have so many different types of motherfucking weed, man, and it comes and goes. But weed is weed. But as long as you have some good weed, man, sometimes we came across some weed, that shit was dirt nasty as shit, but you would get out of the motherfucker. Sometimes that shit would be dark brown and budded, and it'd be gooey and good. And sometimes that'd be high green and thick and juicy. We'd be like, man, this is garbo. Bonk.
It looks pretty.
But now these motherfuckers, got to smoke kush. Let me tell you.
And act like that's all they can.
Man, sometimes, you got to be, I only smoke a little bit sometimes. And I get tired of it. Sometimes I'll be like, man, I can't sit here and smoke no little punk ass 27 by myself. This shit too strong. You'll get tired of smoking it.
Like smoking crack all the
damn time. You know what I'm saying? You always, man, but only thing about that, because you pull you over hard, you be so motherfucking gone, you just be like linked over. You don't even really want to do nothing. You can't think. You can't focus on nothing. You could be watching a movie and shit, and that much. You in la la land. That's what that could do to you, though. And people like that shit because of the way it tastes. That's the way it smells. You know what I'm saying? High gets you real quick and all this and all that shit.
So
let me tell you
people,
something.
You trick the people.
It's the new dog. It's the new crack.
If you trick them with that one and you keep them all pulled over, then who's going to be the next?
Who going to be the
participators and contributors to society?
To society. Nobody. You know why? Because all the motherfuckers going to be. They ain't going to get nothing to move out. They wouldn't get up and never got it. I woke up and I had a salad, I woke up and I had a salad. That's the real. I thought I was fucking with Jamaican, but it happened to be detectives. I woke up and I had a salad. That's right. I was laying on my bed with a shotgun in my neck. I'm like, yeah, they like, be quiet. Don't say nothing.
Nothing.
Motherfucker, they always talking that bullshit. And these dumbass niggas is falling for it. Like, I heard a little thing the other day, a little interview with Lil Wayne. It was on the internet, and it happened to flash it across the radio. Listen to this. 179.com, hip hop Cleveland, like Cleveland is only hip hop. And they was talking about Lil Wayne, his little seizure attack. And nigga said, man, please, I done had about 7 or 8 seizures. He said, y'all just don't ever hear about them. This is the one y'all heard about. This one, somebody leaked it before I could get my hands on it, and boom. He said, I go through this shit all the time. And it's like, okay, so you like fucking getting that high.
Right.
So you fucking going to a damn seizure.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So why should I get mad?
Okay,
what good
did I get? That's what you call a nigga testing death. You want to see how far he can go and come back.
Walk alive.
Yeah. You would have watched the line. That's on you.
And that's because he bored with his life.
He bored. He got so much motherfucking money. He don't got shit else to do. That's why he smoke weed out there and go to the studio and just say some words and somebody put it to a track. And next thing you know, he got a video with Drake and somebody else. So, I mean, how many motherfucking songs do we got to listen to with that nigga on?
Right.
So what if he had to die behind this motherfucking seizure? Imagine right now, it would be people crying in here in Cleveland, Ohio, like they knew the nigga. Walk went to his house, would be counting, yeah, I'm about to go buy some tickets, man, fly down in Louisiana, you know, go to Lil Wayne Funeral. Why? Because you got a little money to buy?
You ain't know that, man.
You started from the bottom, not here?
Right.
You started from the bottom, too.
And if you had a dad, he wouldn't have came here.
He wouldn't have came here. You can't write that nigga no letter like, nigga, what's up? I spent money coming to your funeral, nigga. Holler at me. Shit, I wonder if Tupac's question was answered. Is there heaven for a G? We need to know these things.
Right, cool. Somebody tell us.
Because I swear, if a motherfucker can come back and say, hey, man, don't fuck around. Don't fuck around.
Let's do
that shit. Man, I'm telling y'all right now. You see, all these motherfuckers I be hearing, you talking about, oh, man, I had these supernatural experiences and shit. I say, oh, yeah. You know, we'll call him right now. See what he say. Because I need to know. Because I'm trying to believe in something. Because the old saying is, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Right.
And in order to stand for something, you got to believe in it.
Right.
So what the fuck? I'm not from 35,000 years ago. I'm from right here, right now. Okay? I see the Pope quit. The white people said there ain't never been one that quit. They all died.
Right.
Now, the Pope, according to the information that I got, is the next one in line of Jesus. Why they quit the Pope? Jesus ain't paying to it.
Rat Singer.
That don't sound like no damn Pope name. That's what they changed
it
to Benedict. Ptolemy the first decided we're going to say Jesus from now on, not Serapis.
See?
I said we're going to say Jesus. We're going to use my face. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, that's it right there.
And they
follow that. Mm-hmm. And Constantine said, yeah, what he said. And then went around in the room and said, man, where is my idol? There it is. Come here, golden calf. You know, I was just playing. I'm just trying to get all their money. Golden calf. Jesus. Golden calf. Stop it, man. These motherfuckers is attacking me from all sides. And, you know, I used to feel bad about the things that I understand now. But, like, you know, the few people that I listen to and I learn from, they said, once you hear it, you can't unhear it. And the beautiful thing about hearing some things that made me think about other things, I went back
and did research,
not just on what I heard, but what I understood and what I believed in my motherfucking heart. So I formulated my own opinion in my own mind. And, man, I still can't get the preacher man to call the show. Okay? I can't get the preacher man to call the show. He wanted, I don't know what he frolicked with me all damn day from 6 o'clock in the morning to the time I get off work, 3:30. This motherfucker kidding me with encyclopedia stripes from the Bible. And you know what I explained to him? I grew up in church, man. I know all that stuff you preaching to me. Tell me something that I don't know. Please, someone, tell me something that I don't know about. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And all the way up to Revelation. I stopped reading Revelation because it just seemed a little bit too far-fetched. You know, somebody said to me one day, you should read the Bible as a very entertaining book. And when I started reading it that way, then I started understanding what I was reading. But when somebody said to me, you should read the Bible as a source of inspiration and spiritual knowledge and fulfillment. And when I started reading it that way, I would fall asleep on it. I didn't understand. I found myself going back and trying to find the purpose and the meaning and the mysteries that everybody is always talking about, and they were never revealed to me as a black man. So I started doing some studying, like, why haven't my prayers been answered? I am no worse or no better than anyone else. So I start coming up with excuses for myself because I've heard preachers say this. It's just not your turn yet, my son. You're fighting too hard. You're pushing too hard. In God's due time. But he's ready for you to step up to the plate and do what he wants you to do, what he made you for. Nothing is going to get in your way. So what are you supposed to do in the meantime and in between time? Nothing. Because they always say you don't know when he's coming. So you just going to sit back and kick your feet up and say, nope, I'm just going to sit here waiting for my Lord and Savior. Because when he comes to get me, I'm going to be walking the streets of gold. Eating cotton candy all day and singing in the choir. Hell, hey, now this is one thing. Now let me give it to you. God might have the way he do. He made us. But at the end of the story, what did he do? What did it say? That me, the one who started it all, okay, is going to be sitting on my throne, with all y'all. So, y'all know what it is, man. Hail to the King. Now, God's the creator, that's who I worship, that's who I pray to. When I talk, that's who I talk to, because some man decided that we were separated from our creator, and I just do not believe him. I do not believe we need to go between, because God didn't die. God said, what? Who am I? First of all, did everybody say this is the word of God, the word of God? Do you know what God looked like? The Bible tells you, you can't even think like God. When God's plan, that's too much information for you. Dude. Okay.
He just tell you that God is in everything and everyone.
God is. He said, hey, when Moses said, well, when you send me over there and they ask me, who sent you? You say, the I am sent me. Now, I am is right now, present tense. I am. But if you're talking to John, one of Jesus' followers, he's the I was. That I can't get with. The son can't tell the father, you ain't even go ahead, Dad, sit down. I got this. No.
Right.
I made you too.
Right.
Okay? Right. So for all of that, I don't know why we needed a New Testament when the Old Testament was perfectly explained. Everything that happened, it explained the creation and the status, and somebody decided to put some
extras
in there. Like, that ain't good enough because it ain't bringing people to salvation. We need somebody that's salvation. I'm going to give you Pastor Ray Hagin's definition of that. You know what I'm saying? Because he can tell you better than I can. I just listen. And sometimes I absorb things as it is, you know, I guess allowed me to absorb it. Because sometimes, man, people, you come across shit you ain't looking for. Like one day you might be looking for your lighter and you found the extra house key you made 3 months ago that you put down and couldn't find it. You still ain't found your lighter, but you found that damn house key. And it's always like that. That's right.
But those are the mysteries of life.
So if you're looking for an answer, I guarantee you won't find the answer you're looking for, but you will get an understanding of something else that was puzzling you from a while ago.
Right.
That's just how it goes. I do not, and I have not seen, and I'm not saying, I don't want y'all to misquote me, I want y'all to misunderstand me. For 45 years, all I've been hearing in my ears is Jesus, okay? For 2 years now, I've been finding and I've been getting, all I've been hearing in my ears is, watch this. Listen to that. Read this. Check it out for yourself. And I have. And it made me put my brakes on. Wait a minute. So you trying to tell me the reason why I've been going through some of the shit that I've been going through is because, first of all, I've been praying to the wrong person. Second of all, I've been sitting back and I've been waiting for him to move in my favor. What the fuck? What the fuck? Wait a minute, wait a minute. What do you mean? By the power of God that's in this Bible. Your name is Toby. God told me the name you told me. Your name is Toby. Hold the fuck up. Where did we come from? Okay? How the hell in 2013 did I still end up with a name like Robinson? I don't even like saying it because it don't come off my lips right. I tried to change my name so many times when I was little. My mother said, you wait till you get 18. Then you change your name. But by that time, I had fucked up so much, I couldn't. That would be the last one. What's your other name?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, we got a picture of you for Facebook. Remember all that shit you were talking about Jesus back in the day?
Hey, I said when it came to be my turn, if it was true, I would bow down. This ain't the life we live in. We ain't living in those days when Jesus was supposed to be walking around and riding on donkeys' backs, like, bring me some water, I'm thirsty. We ain't living back in them days. Hey, I'll put it to you like this. How the fuck do we know that Habib ain't got a fucking super unleaded fuel tank sitting on top of one of the motherfucking treasure troves from the United States that don't nobody know about? They got the lost book that Jesus wrote, just so some of you motherfuckers know I'm for real. I put my own book to the side. Fuck John. He was 200 years after I died. Fuck Paul. He was 400 years after I died, and somebody said this is what Paul said. So, I'm like, come on, man. What the fuck is the truth? We wasn't born in 1611. We understand that King James Stuart, for y'all that don't know his real name, is James Stuart, look it up, decided, we're going to get all of this shit right here out of this book, and we're going to call this the Holy Bible. Okay? Biblios, which comes from the word paper. So the ancients used to write their shit on papyrus. It would take up to 18 months for a scribe to fill out the whole motherfucking Bible. And unless you had money to pay it, you wasn't getting no Bible. And then it would only be a few motherfuckers who got it because out of 1 million people, 2 or 3 of them knew how to read. So if I didn't know how to read and I got my hands on the Bible and I start reading it off to you, what the fuck do you think I'm doing? I'm telling you a story that I heard, and I'm just looking at words, and I'm convincing you that I know how to read. Well, man over there said that this word right here says, I do. So somebody over there writing down what Ackman said, who's telling a story out of his own motherfucking brain because he can't read and write. But somebody has stolen a transcript of the Bible before it got sold to the commissioner, Now the commissioner mad because he waited 18 months for his copy. Now he got to pay for another one.
So he's been bootlegged.
He's been bootlegged like a motherfucker. And now all the poor people want copies.
So bootlegging has been going on since the beginning of
the beginning of motherfucking time. And you know what? I have always said God got a sense of humor. He does.
He keeps it.
He has to have it. Look at my creation. They just running around thinking they still trying to see me. They want to know what the fuck I look like. Look at the trees. I'm watching you. You think you kill an atmosphere with that little bullshit you're driving around in? Let me show you how to kill an atmosphere. Shift. Let me spin the universe a little bit right here, 1 degree. See what the fuck you motherfuckers get. Y'all think y'all doing something, making nuclear weapons and all of this and all of this shit, causing mass confusion, focusing in on all of this motherfucking danger? You motherfuckers know, and I'm talking about the establishment. Y'all know that when y'all put the shit out there, including the media, when y'all put the shit out there, the shit is fucked up. Motherfuckers react to that. We are human beings. Our lives revolve around vibrations. But it's only a handful of motherfuckers that understand if you say it out loud, it just might come to pass. And that's good and bad. So if you think you're fucking stupid-ass fucking thoughts, the opportunity going to come for you to act that motherfucking stupid-ass way. And guess what? You probably will. So when you get in the motherfucking courtroom and the judge say, how please ye? Don't say no contest, motherfucker. Because going to court means that a working motherfucker like me gotta pay for your bill, bitch. Why don't you just say guilty? Because you was being greedy that night. You was being stupid that night. And you didn't want to look like no punk in front of your niggas. And he said, pull the trigger. And you pull the fucking trigger, you suck-ass nigga. That's why in about 8 years, you ain't going to want to come home. My people can't see me like this.
Right.
Motherfucker, because you're going to be doing life in somebody's cock. Because you ain't strong enough to use your own motherfucking brain to make your own decisions. I'd rather lose my life than take somebody else's. And that's flat out. I've been on that side of the motherfucking fence before. You know how many motherfuckers I said, look, dude, I'm the one with the motherfucking gun. You going to rob me? You better take your motherfucking ass on for your mama to be calling. For real, talking about my baby. What was your baby doing?
Trying to pick
up. Matter of fact, was your baby out at 3 o'clock in the morning? You can't control him now. You ain't going to be able to control him later. Get that shit together.
Whoop
their
ass when
they're
young.
CJ, I tell all my kids in a minute, I'll go to jail for kicking your motherfucking ass, and when I get out of jail, I'm going to kick your ass again because I went to jail for kicking your ass.
Right.
I wish you would threaten me, motherfucker. I'm telling you. We used to get, boss you in this motherfucker, I'll take you out of here. And they didn't just say it.
They did.
Showed it to you physically. Why do you think we got a whole generation of calm people?
See,
our parents was angry because their parents was angry because their parents was fucked up behind the civil rights movement.
And they were caught up in it being the babies.
Yeah, because my great grandmother was coming up during that shit. And my grandmother, they was some mean motherfuckers, man. And it just didn't, it just don't. It's no wonder my mom was kind of lightweight on, you know, lightning both sides. And my cousins call me slip mode. So, you know, when I hear about my kids blowing up at the teachers and shit, I get a little disappointed because I had hoped it would skip a generation, but it ain't did it yet. So all I can do is try to figure out a way to temper that temper, because I got one too. God sent me to prison a few times. And so I openly talk about that shit to my kids so that they just might think, oh, no, man, that ain't
going that route.
He ain't going that route. Dad, he did that shit. He did enough for us, so we know about it. All we got to do is ask him.
Right.
You know, so ain't nothing worse than being in prison, man, nothing. You can go to prison if you want to. You can die.
Woo-hoo!
You know what I'm saying? Once you file death is you can't come back out to the little backyard barbecue with a little few blunts and some motherfucking brew floating around in the air, one of the little two hotties that your sister, because she ran from you before you got locked up, then you came home all swole and shit. You looking all good. You might get to come home from jail, because soon. That's what motherfuckers look forward to. Nigga, I'm going to jail and work out, come out big as fuck. It ain't like that, homie. They got roaches bigger than your motherfucking phone in it, bitch. And they can't crawl in your locker. They got niggas that like niggas in that bitch. And they've been there for a long time, and they're strong as motherfucking axes, and they can break your ass in half because you just came from off the street smoking weed and everything else.
So
you take when you think them little pull-ups that you're doing on the motherfucking light pole is getting you some strength, go to prison. Go to jail, nigga. You want to box? You want to be a boxer? Go to jail. Get in the ring with one of the niggas that's been boxing in jail for years, trying to fight his way out. Come on in here, fresh meat. They're going to call you Tunchy before you go.
Tunchy.
She want to fight out.
You already know, though.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, this shit is fun. So, for real, everything is clicking. This is just the way it do, man. I told y'all we covered,
yeah,
man.
No,
man.
No,
we ain't talking.
No,
I don't know, man. No, I just, when I upload shit, I just upload it. So,
we'll
that's what we going to do.
We'll
right now.
We have some battle of the world, but on our conversations, that
so,
impact me.
So just to let y'all motherfuckers know, I was born and raised for this shit. So best thing I can say is to sum it up, I'm going to let y'all listen to Ghost of Don, Born and Raised, Hood Talk Radio.
Like, yeah.
Just hello over there, fella.
Yeah, man, right here, right now. That's cool, man. I told you what I was trying to do, man. I got here and got to charging up and plugging up, and here we are. But it's cool. I appreciate it. Hood Talk Radio, y'all, 646-078-0944. And you can call in and press the number one if you want to talk, or just leave it like it do. Just listen like I see or feel you are. Like to say thank you to all my listeners out there online and live on the Fizzle, because this is what we do every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, or as I like to say, Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Talk Radio. You can find us blogtalkradio.com/Hood Talk Radio, and if you click the live button, I'm usually on the first page. So we get with that. On Friday nights and Saturday nights, we have Hood Tunes Radio, where we play a lot of music from the city, which you hear on all our shows. You know what I'm saying? And actually, like I said, and I announced it a few weeks ago, that the show is in development, where we're going to, you know, play some mixes and, you know, play some of my old school favorite music, man. Some music that we like to play, period. It ain't got to be old school, it could be whatever. So if you got a song and you want to hear it, you can hear it on this show. I keep hearing people saying, oh, ain't nobody doing this, ain't nobody doing that. We've been doing this shit for 6 years now.
70s, 80s, 90s, 2000.
We're going to do it. Commercial music, shit y'all ain't heard for a while. People that done made their money and fell off.
They don't care about the people.
They got theirs and they built in my island. So, y'all know what to do. Just stay tuned. Everything, we always growing, man. Always growing. So, y'all know what it is, man. I just want to tell everybody out there that you do have a talent and you should be able to use it. Some of y'all nosy. Why don't you get into some detective work or some investigation shit? You know, they got to. CSI Cleveland out there. Y'all be good for that. You know? I do want to say that in this city, and we talk a lot about Detroit, bring you a fact that Detroit is 3 times as big as Cleveland. So imagine our neighborhood being 3 times as big, which means it's going to have 3 times as many boarded up houses, 3 times as much crime, 3 times as many people that's not working, 3 times as many people that are working, 3 times as much traffic. Courts would be 3 times much bigger. Jails would be 3 times bigger, 3 times more crowded. I mean, you got to look at it from those aspects. You know what I'm saying? If we 3 times smaller than Detroit, and Detroit is going through the shit they're going through, how long do you think it would take before it start here? It's only a hop, skip, and a jump between here and Detroit. And you best believe it's already been here. See, sometimes cities take ideas from other cities and say, hey, maybe that might work for us. When these motherfuckers in Ohio was trying to win that white man into the presidential office, where it really wasn't him trying to win, they just used that angle to draw new district lines across the state, which would give power, this invisible power set, to be able to draw strings and pull numbers for a particular set of people in the community, where it really didn't benefit the people in the community. It benefited the politician and the council people that was in charge of the operations of that particular part of the city. So a lot of us thought that, like, you know, in the beginning, we thought the Mitt Romney shit, and, oh, he said this about poor people. We was all duped into believing that, you know, our president was for the black people. But nobody paid attention that he didn't really say nothing about the black people in none of his motherfucking speeches. And he couldn't. You know what I'm saying? I just say what I'm going to say. And people always say, you know, you be tripping. But I do. I ain't going to lie. I have fun saying what I got to say. I mean, too. So, if it's anything you don't like that I said, you can call Blog Talk Radio if you want to. But they'll just tell you to call me. And you can call me at 646-478-0944. Or you can leave me a message at blogtalkradio.com/hoodtalkradio. You know what I'm saying? Just leave me a message. Some of them I listen to, some of them I don't. I'm pretty sure I got a lot of messages by now, but hell. Leave me some comments on YouTube. Go to my channel, Emax the Image, YouTube. You know what I'm saying? In the future, you will see some more racy shit because we pretty much like ready to get out there. The weather breaking. And I know it's going to be some shit in this motherfucking city. It's going to be some shit in this city. And we want all y'all to be prepared. That's why we're here on Wednesday night and we talk about shit. It just might make you use your own motherfucking brain. You might think about some of the shit you're doing. You might think about some of the shit you say, some of the shit you hear, some of the places you go. You might think twice. Because believe it or not, a lot of shit is systematically placed because they know that it's lucrative for motherfuckers to be in jail. White, black, green, purple. You go to jail, you see everybody in that motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
And it's fucked up because the white man in the cell across from you still don't like your black ass and can't now one of you motherfuckers reach each other to swing a stick at. Nothing. But they'll put you in the cell with that nigga from on 30th and y'all will tear that bitch up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
But that's to suppress you, though.
Yeah, because they know we put two niggas in the same cell, it's going to be some shit.
Uh-huh.
All right, the niggas are scared of the white man because the white man represents the master. It don't matter. Abraham Lincoln said, don't treat them niggas like you treat the white man. Y'all is not equal to us. And if you don't believe me, check some Abraham Lincoln files and some documentaries. He said it. You know, look up the word emancipation and see what that actually means. It means a transfer of ownership. Doesn't mean freedom. Check it out. Hey, PJ, what it do, man? What it do?
Oh, I'm doing darn good, man. I'll talk about it more on my own show. I just want to say that on the Al Porter Man in the Streets Music Activism News, which is, of course, produced by Emax the Image. But let people know if they want to take a look. If they want to take a look, what they can do is go to the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr., where there's a sheriff's hat. And the past Monday, instead of, you know, talking big and doing nothing, because a lot of people say, and I'll make it real quick for you before I go into what's upcoming, people get up there all the time. They say, man, all y'all do is march. Y'all need to do this. Y'all need to do that. I'm for doing something big. Okay. Well, guess what? It's city council meeting on the past Monday. We marched in the city council, pulled signs from that we had hidden up under our shirts that said fire the 13 officers. Disrupted the city council meeting. Most meetings end at 8. This one ended at 7:30, and we said 137 shots, fired 13 cops, Mayor Jackson. Mayor Jackson was out in the hallway. He stopped. So we were nice to him. We stepped right in front of him to yell it out to him while he looked at us eye to eye, face to face. Thank you. So,
wow.
So we did what we had to do, and we will talk about that more on Monday. I want to let people know that when you do certain things like that, the family members came to our Black on Black Crime meeting. That happens, of course, every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. 7:30 p.m. at 14600, the intersection of Euclid and Lee, McCall's meeting room on the first floor. What was so important? They were touched by the fact that this coming Saturday will be our 137th hip-hop workshop. 137th hip-hop workshop. While we're there, we'll use the projector at East 22nd and Euclid Avenue, Cleveland Standard Time of 2 to 6 p.m. East 22nd and Euclid, Cleveland State University, 1899 is the main classroom building number. Room, large room 136, where we have the projector, and we're going to do some damage because we're going to show three little films, like 8 to 10 minutes, one of how we rolled up on them and outlasted the Sheriff's Department at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one about the Horseshoe Casino with my good friend Dan Gilbert, the $3.6 billion man, and the third one is when we chased Mayor Frank Jackson all the way around and then some. So I just wanted to let people know that that's what's coming up, and we are very blessed. And I just want to say, man, thank you for doing the show that you do on a Wednesday night, because people's real brain cells can't be emancipated when they're still stuck in the slavery mode. And the main thing is, it's like the real emancipation is going on, because when everybody freed the slaves, they didn't want to free us because they loved us. We were used as tokens of war to break the South. By you doing stuff like that, man, you'll end up getting more people with us on the front lines. The city hall will pass a brand new rule saying, we're going to do city council meetings where folks can't come inside. But that's all right, because everywhere Frank Jackson has to be, we're going to be there to meet him. So if he decides to announce where he's running until he fires those 13 police officers, we'll be there. So I can shut up now.
Hey, but you know what? That's for real, though, man, because, you know, one thing that I learned, especially growing up in the city, you watching a change of leadership. But with each change in leadership, it's like it's almost mirroring what's going on nationally. You know, I tried to say, and I've said it before, that it's like a pyramid thing. You know what I mean? They start the shit at the top, and instead of pushing it down, they start the shit in the communities so that the feedback trickles upward and they know how far to go. And they know how much benefit that they will receive from the bottom. That's why the pyramid is wide at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we really need to walk around with fucking legal dictionaries in our pocket. The phone and the tablets and the iPods and you know what I'm saying? They won't carry a dictionary for you. They'll give you an abridged dictionary. And I guarantee you, a lot of folks don't know what that means.
So what they need to do, they need to stop gossiping.
Yeah.
Research.
Do more researching, man. And that's what the fuck happened. See, when we went to school, it was called reading comprehension. It wasn't just reading and writing. You know?
Everybody, right.
Reading is fundamental. Yes, it is. But if you don't read to understand, what the fuck are you reading? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Tell me that. What you reading? Some words printed on the page.
Follow that.
And you're supposed to follow it.
But then, once again, you being controlled.
That's what it's called. Indoctrination. We will teach you what we want you to learn, which will do what? Cause you to behave in a manner in which we prescribe from your education.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
So now, my question is this. How can the president's wife be the leader in the health program for the kids, right? And they're supposed to have all these healthy lunches and shit, right?
Right.
But
You can have no fucking gym classes.
No gym classes. You got to pay for them, though.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, you got to pay for them. They started that shit in this region in Mayfield Heights. Mayfield High Schools
so
was the first one.
You send kids to school, and you feed them rabbit food, and you tell them that they're supposed to learn, but they're hungry. And now when they do eat, when they get home, because they eat like fucking, you know, little miniature little sows and shit due to the fact that they're starving.
Right. Hey, listen, y'all. We got a couple minutes left to go. I'm getting ready to pose this question. Okay, we got Al on the line. I'm glad we got Cheese here. And this ain't to not knock nobody, man. But we got just as many daycare centers in our city as we got churches, okay?
Woo! Okay.
I want to know how many motherfucking parents go to pick their kids up from daycare center. And the first thing them kids say is, we hungry.
All of
them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can think of.
And I'm going to post that shit on my Facebook page in the morning and listen to Chris Blood blame it on Jesus and me not wanting to say, you know, Jesus is my all and my everything. So, you know, because he does, I'm supposed to. You know, I don't get it. I don't understand that. But I just need to know now. How many parents out there go to pick their kids up, white, black, Puerto Rican, green, blue, alien, humanoid, whatever. You go pick your kids up from day, and when they get in the vehicle, they say, we hungry.
That's right.
Okay? They don't feed the kids shit. Remember when we was going to school, man, they said you can't learn shit on the empty stomach.
That's right.
You can't learn shit on no empty stomach, and they don't feed our kids shit.
No.
They don't feed our kids shit.
They
so,
don't exercise them?
No. You got to pay.
If you want to complain about it, they got too many kids in the classroom, they can't teach
them. Shit, there's so many black kids out in Strongsville, them teachers out there striking. They said, we got to teach these little really
That's right.
Exactly.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to leave that thought in y'all head. I love y'all. Hey,
you too.
Excuse me.
Of course.
That's right. But we got a few seconds left, y'all. I just want y'all to know, call us Friday and get that shit on, man, because we'll be back.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes we do on Fridays, man, we just play a little music and talk like we talking this, like it's Wednesday, man. That's how we do on Hood Tunes Radio. Just to get some more. But for tonight, it's your boy E Max Cheese.
What it do?
Al Porter Jr.
Yeah.
Good Talk Radio. And we out.
We out.
Peace.